another 5 minutes till we get into all the other important news coming up. But I want to try to get to as many of these calls as we can right now. His website is cuttingthematrix.com. Ours are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. I'll be doing a special transmission tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Let's go ahead and go to Noah in California. Noah, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say I love your show and your website. But I had a question. I was just wondering, what moment do you think it's going to take for everyone to be woken up?
Well, everyone will only wake up when literally government comes out to issue ration cards and beat you over the head if you complain. I mean, that's just, most folk are under a trance, you understand.
A literal trance, and then you'll be so herded into compact cities with the farms all shut down except for Big Agra, you won't be able to live without them. That's why Forbes said, why is there a war against lemonade stands? Why is there a war against people selling pecans? Because it's all getting shut down.
Yeah.
And I watch people in public places when cops are bugging their eyes out or security guards, the people get off on groveling and the cops get off on it. And it's just pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't America. This isn't England. This isn't Europe. This isn't anywhere.
Yeah. And plus, because we live in an era of electronic media, basically, and incredible amounts of entertainment, science fiction, so on. The general public, everything's a blur to them when they come home from night. They just sit there and
people all the time say, I like your show, but you got this from this movie. And I'm like, no, that movie is fictionalizing what's really happening, so you can't differentiate.
Mm-hmm. All else is showing you what the next step, so that it's familiar to you and you go along with it just like the people.
Yeah, every science fiction movie I see now explains that you're not allowed to have children in the future.
Absolutely.
Without a special license.
Absolutely. There's so many like that, too. Either that or a virus comes along and sterilizes us all.
You know what, Alan? I meant to get into this with you, and it's so important. We're going to have you back up very soon. They're really hyping all these weaponized viruses they've got now that they're saying are just going to get out on accident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll do it when it's necessary. Remember too, Rockefeller at the last Lucky Jeans Club meeting he had, he says, we've been doing this steady march for depopulation by abortions and sterilization. He says, but now we must go in and ramp it up. He says, we've got to create massive, massive death.
Yeah, and by the way, I have the article I meant to get to today, London Times, Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation, says they met in secret, David Rockefeller, Warren Buffett, and others, at the Rockefeller University to try with Bill Gates to figure out ways to reduce population faster. Did you know the London Times, you can't find this, they pulled it.
Yeah.
They don't want you knowing, because we're supposed to be told Bill Gates wants to help us.
Well, he's trying to help the people in Africa not to get sick.
He loves them.
Yeah.
He likes them a lot, too, doesn't he?
Well, again, we know what Kissinger said about them back in the 70s when he brought his bill out. About the dangers of the third world exploding in population.
Memorandum 200, we got to kill them, yeah.
That's right, and so they're going ahead with the whole agenda. Everything we're living through right now, as I say, was put on the table and planned 30, 40.
But that's an ace in the hole. The fact that the old-timers warned about all this, people thought, oh, that's a conspiracy, and now it's happening. Light bulbs are going off everywhere, and people are going, wait a minute. I was told exactly this was going to happen 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's our real ace in the hole, Alan, is that people have been there for so long exposing this.
That's right. And again, too, it's a matter of teaching the younger ones and understanding the younger ones have a hard time with holding a concept for any length of time because their attention span has been brought down to such a minimalistic level. So you have to find a way to get things across almost in bits and bytes.
And we got
to
do it quick. You're right, because they've reduced the language so far down. So young people are either awake or they can't speak.
Yes. Yes.
And like I've seen, it's trendy to not be able to talk now.
And they've been trained, you see, even from cartoons, 3-second bites from movements in a cartoon. Otherwise, the child loses interest now. They've been trained that that's the way it is.
And that's where most of the propaganda is in TV, cartoons, and fiction. That's where they're bombarding you. Sorry to the other callers from Canada, Cliff and Dustin, get to you next time. That's it for this segment of the transmission. Alan Watt, thank you so much, my friend.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
All right, been a pleasure having you on. Coming up, forced fluoridation, forced bone cancer.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you saw the reports, even in the dinosaur media this week. President Barack Hussein Obama refused to show up to a court, to a subpoena, and was ruled in contempt. But, I mean, he launches wars without congressional approval and continues torture and secret arrest and signs laws saying he's a dictator or has dictatorial power. So, I mean, well, why not ignore a court ruling? Remember, Bill Clinton had to testify under a court ruling on sexual harassment, not election eligibility. And there's major evidence. The reason it went before the court is there's real evidence. I mean, we know he had someone else's Social Security number from Connecticut. That's confirmed. We know that the federal government ruled that his father wasn't really his father and kicked him out of the country saying it was a sham marriage. No kidding. If that guy is Obama's dad, I am a Easter Bunny jet pilot from the planet Uranus. It is just ridiculous. No resemblance, no genetic resemblance. It'd be like saying I look like, I don't know, Newt Gingrich. I look nothing like Newt Gingrich. It'd be like they said Newt Gingrich is Alex Jones's dad. I mean, you say, well, he doesn't look anything like him. Well, it's the same thing with Obama. Looks nothing like him. It'd be like saying, I don't know, the Queen of England's my mother. Oh, actually, that'll start a new conspiracy theory. Actually, Bill Hicks is my mother. You know, there's that conspiracy on the internet that I am really Bill Hicks. Yes. That's a good one. Okay, continuing here with serious news. We are broadcasting worldwide. It is the last day of January 2012. We will enter February. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. And we have got just off the chart news that I'm going to try to contain myself with in a moment and not blow up. But let's just get into some of the main stories here today. From the political pile, we take you to Politico. CBO, Congressional Budget Office, reports another $1 trillion deficit. And now we're hearing about having to up the spending limits in Congress every few months instead of every few years. As the country gets deeper and deeper into debt to the banksters who get us into debt through fiat nothing since we went under the Federal Reserve system of 1913. And they have us signed on to their own debt as well. Now, Obama's getting ready for to really start campaigning officially. And it looks like, I've got some reports here, he's going to go back to the good old tried and true situation where he promises people free houses, free health care, free cars, free gas. Remember, all over the country, women mainly would say, oh, Mr. President, I'm going to get my free house and free car. Thank God you're probably going to get elected. Well, it looked like he was going to win in the polls. And then even after he got elected for a few months, they would say, thank you for the free house. I know I'm going to get it soon. And he would go along with them. And so he's back on the campaign trail making similar statements. There's a video of that if we have time to get to it. It's up at Infowars.com, but it's from Real Clear Politics. Here's another one. Joe Biden advised against the Osama bin Laden raid. Now, this is where they add kind of fictional background to make things look like it's real. Like, well, actually, the original story isn't true. Bin Laden didn't get in a firefight for 30 minutes with the Navy SEALs, or he didn't have bombs strapped to him, or they just kind of change the story over and over again. But still, by changing the story, it almost adds credence that it really happened and it's real in people's minds. Well, some of it's not true, but you know, overall they did get bin Laden and they've been changing their story. They lied about the fact that the president was watching it live from that Situation Room and that photo was staged. Well, that day I saw that the photo was staged. They're all staging and looking tough, and you can see it's a staged photo. Hillary's got her hand up to her mouth, gasping at supposedly the kill shot. And the way he came out and announced it, you could see the PR propaganda rollout. Then the witnesses in Pakistan said they got on the plane, the helicopter, one of the stealth helicopters, with somebody in traditional Pakistani dress, and the helicopter blew up with everybody on board. And then I said, well, if that's true, we're going to get some scuttlebutt. And pretty soon we started getting some scuttlebutt that indeed some of SEAL Team 6 had been killed. But they started spinning it in the community and said, well, they died in some other actions. Then the helicopter with 23 of them sardined on board, which they never do, on a National Guard helicopter, blows up a few months later. And then I talk to a Navy SEAL currently serving whose best buddy is in SEAL Team 6. And he says, well, most of them don't think like you do that it could have been the government, but some of them do. But they do know that it was weird how they were put on the helicopter. They were reportedly complaining about it, saying this is unusual. Where are we going? We're never put on these old helicopters. And you always split us up. And why are we being put on with regular Army people? And then inside the SEAL community, they think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on board. Sure. So they know it blew up. And then they changed the story. The SEALs had been going to save people, save Rangers who were pinned down in a firefight on a rescue mission. And then they were sent to kill a nest of Al-Qaeda. And then they were just sent somewhere. And then it turned out none of that was true. And so the SEALs, Lord bless them, know the helicopter was blown up. But they can't imagine that it was blown up by the bankers that run the military. Of course, you know what happened to Pat Tillman. He wrote letters home saying, they're growing the opium. This whole war is a fraud. I'm coming home to be anti-war. And the Pentagon said, we're not going to let our biggest recruiting tool turn against us. We'll have him charge an Al-Qaeda machine gun nest single-handedly. We'll give him some Bronze Stars. Nobody will go against the hero story. It's kind of like Let's Roll. What do we do? The happy hooligans out of the Dakotas who were assigned to Virginia refused orders. Their own general refused orders, ordered the shoot down during the stand down, and took down Flight 93. What do we do? Give them a Let's Roll story. Doesn't matter if the state police and everybody else saw the F-16s behind it, heard the explosion, miles and miles of debris field. We'll just show them one engine part where one engine went into the ground and call that the plane crash. We'll give them a hero story. They lap that up. Let's roll. I mean, you know, after all, Optimus Prime, Pentagon propaganda, pro-military movies and cartoons. Autobots, let's roll. Roll out. In a fake John Wayne voice. Autobots, roll out. Transform and roll out. And it's the same thing. Pat Tillman charges the machine gun nest, fighting Al-Qaeda. He was hit twice, but still charged in, taking out an entire nest. He served America proudly until the Army, a colonel, coroner, said no, he was killed, homicide. He was shot with a three-burst M16 at close range. But not before he was shot at a distance first. And then it leaked out and was confirmed. He was up there. They got the hit team inserted. They start shooting him. He's only wounded with body armor. He's behind a rock begging for help. Hey, I'm Pat Tillman. Comes back up. I'm a ranger. Shoot him again. He gets down. They get up. And they go, we know you're a ranger, pal. Shot him close enough to have powder burns. Three burst right across the front of the forehead. Or one burst, three rounds.
Fighting Al-Qaeda. Charging the hill.
Oh, yes. Oh, then there's Private Lynch. See, that's why I can't ever cover all the news. Because I start mentioning one article, and then I got to prove the bin Laden raid's fake. Buried at sea. It's Muslim tradition, not Muslim law, not tradition. All lies. Then hundreds of people get disciplinary actions trumped up on the very ship that were involved in it so they can give them disorderly conducts because they were leaking that it was all fake. Private Lynch cowered in fear as the men in the resupply convoy fought the Iraqi troops, the Republican Guard. Then she's in the hospital. 3 days before the Iraqis pull out, the Iraqi doctors go to the U.S., say she's here. They don't save her for 3 days. They get Jerry Bruckheimer, this is BBC, the Hollywood producer, one of the top guys in Hollywood, on record admits to consult by satellite on how to raid and act like they're fighting Republican Guard when they go in the hospital. Where's Jessica Lynch? Private Lynch, hiding under the bed. Because it was all going to be a big promotion rollout for women in the military. You know, she's up there with a knife in her, a K-bar knife in her teeth. She's like Audie Murphy, just on top of that truck. Just killing the Iraqis. She's really hiding in the back. Just all part of pure lies, pure fiction, pure garbage, just fed to you. And so you're not too smart. They jack your water with fluoride, sevenfold increase in cancer, just search the term. Fluoride cancer, sevenfold increase, brain damage, accelerates every other toxin in the body. Top scientists, surgeons, brain surgeons, all on to tell you. And guess what? All over the U.S., states are passing laws to make you have it in your water. And now they're announcing they're not going to let you have well water. Oh, you haven't heard that? It's coming up. They're going to come and put taxes and regulations. It doesn't matter if you got a 200-year-old 1,000-foot well into a crystal aquifer, you're going to pay taxes and you're going to have to get it tested monthly, preemptively, so that you're forced to drink the fluoride water so your kids or have our brain damaged. That's all coming up. I haven't even gotten into the political stack yet. Oh my gosh, you're going to want to stay with us.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Ira Haynes. Ira Haynes.
Call him drunken.
Call him drunken, Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
Let's get one thing straight here. We have an incredible military of men and women who have joined, by and large, because they do want to defend this republic and because they love this country. I've met them. I know them. On average, members of our military are, per capita, the best people in our society. And even though I bash police a lot when they do corrupt things because the system is trying to warp them and has done a pretty good job of doing that with the leadership, many of the best people in our society are police officers. When I was 15, 16, 17, not even so much naive. I knew that we had corrupt police where I was growing up in Dallas. Thinking about careers, I wanted to be a forest ranger because I like being out in the outdoors. I was thinking about being a professor, you know, a teacher, a cop. And my dad had a patient who at the time was the head federal marshal for this entire region. It was a multi-state region. And my dad said, come in and meet this guy. And the guy was just about to retire. And he called me and he goes, are you a criminal? And I said, no. And he goes, well, are you ready to do things that are, you know, pretty much kind of criminal? And I said, not really. And he goes, well, then you might not want to be a federal marshal. He goes, things have changed. And I was just like, what? And of course, I wasn't even trying to be a federal marshal. I was just like saying, I don't know what I'm going to go to college for, Dad. I guess I'll be a school teacher, or maybe I'll get a degree in animal husbandry and be a vet, a veterinarian, because I'd done work for a large animal vet and a small animal vet by the time I was about 13, or I guess about 12, actually, and on the summers. And I'm already digressing. The point is that was another wake-up call right there. But we have a global elite trying to sell us on their values, on secret arrest, on no due process, on torture, and how good it is to not have any liberties. But you notice as we lose our liberties, it's like oxygen going out the door, out the window. As we lose our basic freedoms, our prosperity is disappearing. And of course, it's liberty that is the fertile soil and the sunshine and the water that allows human potential to sprout and to thrive. Freedom is what prosperity flows from. Every philosopher in history has realized this. Every historian knows this. But it's always criminal groups that don't care about prosperity. In fact, under feudalism, the elites hate prosperity because prosperity makes people uppity. Once you've gotten to a point in the hierarchy of needs, if you don't know what that is, folks, it's a psychological world structure, a way to look at things. I think it's very accurate. There's a higher, in fact, guys, if you Google hierarchy of needs illustration or chart, it's a pyramid, that you first have to get food and shelter. Then you want to become secure. Then you want to find a mate and have a family and be accepted in your community. But after you've done all those things, the hierarchy of needs, if you're healthy, you then start wanting to help others because you realize that you're part of a larger human system. And it's a basic instinct of people that have become successful that once you get to that point, see, I've experienced things that most people never will. I've gotten to meet a lot of really famous people. I've gotten to see a lot of things that other people will never see. And I was a little starstruck 10 years ago and things when I would get a chance to meet really famous people. I was even somewhat starstruck 3 or 4 years ago. I've just now in the last few years gotten to the point where it's interesting to know famous people because a lot of times they're very interesting artists or researchers, and they're neat. There's a reason they're famous. They have that something special about them. But now it is so satisfying to know that hype and fame and peer pressure mean nothing. Nothing. It is such the most valuable thing I have after my family and my fact that I have basic honor is that I could care less what people think about me. And of course, there's a nuance to that. I care what good people think about me. Or if I think I've done something that's wrong, I then want to make it right. But I don't care what scum thinks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Oh yes, make no mistake, you have found it, the tip of the spear, the front lines of the info war. Dr. Jerome Corsi's going to be with us about 30, 40 minutes of the second hour, then I'll cover more news. We'll also open the phones up on the Obama situation in court, where he has been found in contempt. Bill Clinton showed up for his court hearings, not Lord Obama. Of course, Karl Rove didn't show up for court hearings and just left the United States for a while back when he was being subpoenaed to courts and being ordered to appear. So it's just all part of the lawlessness that we see intensifying. Okay, I was starting to get into the news. I want to get into forced fluoridation here in a moment, forced inoculation, huge developments on that front, some big Monsanto news, huge financial news in Europe with a EU dictatorship in their own words being set up over the once sovereign nations to raise taxes to pay the bankers for their derivatives fraud. I mean, if this is the case, they should get Bernie Madoff out of jail, make him president of the world, and have him set global economic policy. But see, he's low level compared to them. Bernie Madoff is a low level person that made the mistake of robbing some rich people on the inside. And that's why they're going down. Corzine did the right thing, according to the New World Order Mafia, top White House financial advisor, a former New Jersey governor. We're now 2.5 months into this, and he went before Congress a month ago, and the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange said, no, I was on the phone when they did this with his chief executive officers. They told me when I said, why are you doing this? We've been given the order by John Corzine. Terrence Duffy went in front of Congress under oath, and a prepared statement was put out by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange saying that Corzine didn't know and that Duffy didn't know. But when Duffy actually got in testimony, he starts reading the statement and then changes it and looks up and says, I was on the phone with him and he gave the order. Because, see, Duffy's thinking, if this comes down, if this falls apart, I didn't commit the crime here. I knew they did it, but now if I lie, when there's all these witnesses, but of course, there's the Congress. They're involved in insider trading and get caught and tell the public they're allowed to, which they're not. It's like you catch somebody murdering somebody and they go, well, I'm allowed to murder. No, you're not. Well, I'm allowed to launch wars without congressional approval. No, you're not. Well, I'm allowed to order torture because I'm the president. Remember Bush's book last year came out? He said, well, I can order torture because I'm the president. Really? Can you go pick up a prostitute in downtown D.C. and go behind a building and blow her brains out or maybe knock her teeth out? No, you can't. You're not above the law. Hitler wasn't. Stalin wasn't. Obama isn't. Karl Rove isn't. Newt Gingrich isn't. Mitt Romney isn't. I'm not above the law. You're not above the law. Nobody's above the law. And when governments start telling you they're above the law, look out. Hitler did that. It was called the Hitler Precept. Or the Nuremberg called it the Hitler Precept after his name. It was called the Führer Precept by the Germans. Or the Leader Precept. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. One people, one land, one leader. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. And presidents come and go. Obama is now, for all intents and purposes, behaving like a dictator and sees many powers of a dictator. But it doesn't mean he himself is a dictator. That office, controlled by the globalists and special interest, has now become one. And that's why the system is torpedoing Newt Gingrich right now. Mitt Romney has the same pedigree politically, is a total globalist, would vote exactly like Newt Gingrich. The difference is Mitt Romney is a corporate shill and knows to follow orders 100% and has proven it. Newt Gingrich has a man with big ideas. Newt Gingrich is a leader in a bad way. Newt Gingrich is a man on fire. Newt Gingrich would tell people when he was a kid he was going to be president. Newt Gingrich will lie like you've never seen, and he wants power for himself and hates other people around him and those above him. And the elite do not want Newt Gingrich in there because he'd actually try to be a president like Richard Nixon, who was bad in a lot of ways, but actually tried to be president. And that's why they're destroying Newt Gingrich. And again, I'm scared of Newt Gingrich. I fully understand. By scared, I mean he's dangerous. I know he's super dangerous. Same way I'm scared of a truck going down the highway 100 miles an hour. I know to get out of the way of it. And so the issue is the establishment is concerned about him as well. Because he's the type that would try to actually double-cross the globalist. Mittens, Romney, not so much. I mean, look, the last head of Bain Capital is just going to be a replace the mob boss Daley that they had in there from the Chicago crew. In there in the Obama White House. So, I mean, it's one happy, disgusting pea pod with these folks. And Ron Paul is turbocharging, obviously, and is really in second place. And after Newt Gingrich is destroyed, who's left? Ron Paul. They've already tried to destroy him. And he's going to end up getting more delegates in Maine than he would have gotten in Florida, which is winner take all. So that's why he's not focusing on Florida. loves Florida, cares about Florida, but he also knows the fix is in down there. I mean, you guys are as famous as Illinois. And I'm not knocking Florida, beautiful, great state. Hey, LBJ was fixing elections in Congress in the 40s here in Texas. So we're bad, too. It's just Florida has been caught over and over again, like Ohio and Illinois. I mean, it's been proven to have so much fraud, it'll make your head spin in elections for a long time. That Florida takes second place in election fraud after Illinois. But here it is. MF Global's missing $1.2 billion, probably just vaporized. And the feds know it was wired to J.P. Morgan. They know, it was in the news at the time, that, oh, yeah, it was sent over to J.P. Morgan, but we're going to get some of that back. And then now the media, the Congress, everyone plays dumb. When you wire $1,000, the feds know where it goes. It's all tracked. When you wire $10,000, a criminal investigation report is filed. When you deposit that, it is reviewed. Suspicious transaction. But you're going to believe that $1.2 billion is wired to England, the lion's share of it to the division of J.P. Morgan Chase. This came out in Forbes, AP, Bloomberg. This came out 2 days after it broke. And then now everyone's acting stupid. We don't know where the money went. We don't know where. We found it. You're going to get it back. Just don't sue us. Just wait. Let us have the congressional hearings. Corzine gets up and says, I know nothing as CEO. I have no idea. And the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange goes, I'm not going along with this. He was there. He gave the orders. We were concerned about it. And we're on the phone when the decision was made on this date. And you see all the lawyers around him going, looking at him like, oh, a hit team's coming for you, pal. I mean, this is getting really chutzpah, naked, bravado filled. They're getting really wild. I mean, this lunatic Corzine was making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. And according to Max Kaiser, he's got incredible sources. He called Iceland 2 years before it happened. Yeah, he runs in these circles, worked for many years with George Soros' son. He said he talked to the sources, and they said that the head of J.P. Morgan called up Corzine and said, look, you're dead if you don't give us that money. And that's how these guys in the past have worked. These are gangsters. They run the country. They run the military. They run it all. They're like, look, you gave us our money, or it's over. So he went and took people's private bank accounts. And now New York Magazine, all of them are like, nobody knows. Just forget it. You're not getting it. Because Papa J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs is reportedly involved in there as well. The bankrupt brokerage firm MF Global still can't account for some $1.2 billion in customer funds, but an ongoing investigation imagines that a significant amount of the money vaporized during the company's crashing and burning. It went into the end of the rainbow as a golden pot somewhere. If you know the leprechaun password, he'll give it to you. Here's another one. Money from MF Global, feared gone. Wall Street Journal. This is the naked, lawless, out-of-control garbage that we're dealing with. And these crook bankers are shutting down all the small banks with the regulators they control, taking over our economy, getting tax incentives to move offshore, getting bailout money to move businesses and factories overseas, everything. And what's the only growth area? FBI, federal marshals, police, TSA, armies of intelligence agents, spies to go after the American people. They are arming up against us. Now, I want to go to a special report we've got here. And then we're going to come back from break and get into sodium fluoride. But you know, last March, the legislature in Arkansas passed a law saying cities are passing laws when they see the medical evidence that fluoride gives you cancer and brain damage. We're just going to pass a law that you've got to take fluoride. We're going to put it in your water by law. Now New Jersey has passed a law doing this. New Jersey Assembly panel passes bill to add fluoride to public supply. And now they've got reports out of Michigan that they're going, and other states, they're going to shut down and not let you use your own well. I mean, folks, these are control freaks.
going after the Amish, going after the Girl Scout cookies, going after the lemonade stands all over the country, going after tomato sellers, pecan sellers, people selling jam. The mafia says, you don't do jack without our approval and paying us a cut. You go to a big box store and get something made in China with melamine in it for your kids. FDA says it's good for them. Radiation levels have gone up. They had another reactor. The AP is reporting release more radiation. Not even an issue. We raise the level. We say it's safe. Because the mafia says it's safe. And we're taking your bank account. In fact, I saw an article last week. I didn't even cover it. Government raids federal pension funds. I even forgot to print that. I forgot that. It's coming in so fast, I can't even cover it anymore. Do you understand this? They are going for broke, stealing everything. All you cops, FBI, the rest of you, when they're done, you're going to have nothing as well. Remember that. But you'll still have your little authority and your power trip. Now, here's a part of the report. We're going to hear an expanded version with Darren McBreen with us live in studio tonight, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Darren McBreen, our reporter, out talking to local Austinites about aspartame, the defecation of a bioweapons bacteria produced by the Pentagon in 1963 that they finally got approval after three rounds in 1979. With Monsanto, when they bought Searle, and it is an addictive excitotoxin that causes brain damage, pancreatic cancer, you name it. It breaks down into formaldehyde in the bloodstream, but it's very addictive. Most poisons are addictive. Arsenic's addictive. And so here's his report. We're going to have an expanded part two, and Darren in studio with us this evening. Here is that report, and then we're going to skip this network break. We're going to continue with the forced fluoridation, and again, the forced inoculation laws now finally going into place. They always ran the hoax. It was the law. Now that people are standing up, taking their cities back, the globalists are like, no, 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 no. You're going to drink our toxic waste. Here's the report on aspartame.
Thousands of popular diet and sugar-free foods and beverages contain an artificial sweetener that researchers say may cause cancer. The ingredient is aspartame, and it is by far the most dangerous substance on the market that is added to our foods. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener found in thousands of products worldwide, and chances are you are consuming it. It's added to sugar-free gum, juice beverages, tabletop sweeteners like Equal and NutraSweet. It's in cereals, soft drinks, yogurt, breath mints, multivitamins, wine coolers, and even over-the-counter medicines. The toxic long-term effects of aspartame are often dismissed as a hoax by the sweetener industry. However, numerous independent controlled studies using human subjects have concluded that aspartame is deadly. Now, there's a number of studies that claim that aspartame is completely safe to consume, but the vast majority of those studies were conducted by, well, you guessed it, the aspartame industry. In fact, groups like Monsanto, J.D. Searle, and ILSI concluded that aspartame posed no health risk. But that's about as credible as Marlboro, Camel, and Winston dismissing the link between cigarette smoking and cancer.
Tastes good like a cigarette should.
So have you heard of aspartame?
Yes, I've heard of it before.
Have you heard good things or bad things?
I hear mostly bad things about
it. What kind of bad things?
Just like it's an artificial sweetener and it's bad for your health and you should try to stay away.
I've heard it's an artificial sweetener and I'm guilty of drinking beverages sweetened with it. However, it degenerates and it does harmful things.
What do you think about aspartame?
I don't like it. It gives me headaches.
They did studies on rats. It supposedly causes cancer.
Even Fox News recently reported in 2005 that artificial sweeteners had been linked to a wide range of cancers after studying involving rats. So these rats actually had tumors the size of golf balls. So does that concern you when you hear stuff like that?
Greatly, yes. And the FDA is supposed to be protecting us from things like cancer, not giving it to us and telling us it's safe.
You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times. Because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died, and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero.
Do you think that aspartame should be on the market today?
No.
Why not?
Because it hasn't been demonstrated to be safe.
The FDA looked at the research and in 1975 put aspartame's approval on hold. It set up an independent panel of doctors to study aspartame. In 1980, that public board of inquiry unanimously ruled aspartame should not go on the market. Edith was drinking a cup of low-calorie hot chocolate that night. Aspartame made it sweet. And Johnson says aspartame made her sick.
All of a sudden, I couldn't see. My eyes went out of focus and it was like my vision became quite blurred.
And you think it's because of aspartame?
I think it's very deliberately because of aspartame, yes.
And it's terrifying.
Kate Randall thought she was going crazy.
I started popping in my hands and twitching in my feet, my legs, my knees, my upper legs and shoulders and arms and everywhere.
Many of these individuals that have been aspartame reactors have tested themselves 5, 10, 20 times. Every time getting the same response, and then they realized that this was a legitimate cause and effect relationship.
What is aspartame? It is the...
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What do you think, old... You know, moonshine that isn't made right and gets wood alcohol in it does. It makes you go blind. It's grain alcohol. It's what you want to be drinking if you're going to do that. It breaks down in, just look it up for yourself. And I know most of you know this, but it just illustrates how out of control the system is. Now, look at this article. And I've got a couple of these. New Jersey Assembly panel passes bill to add fluoride to public water. I did a video on this last night. It's up at Infowars.com. Water companies in New Jersey would be required to add fluoride to the water supply under a bill approved Monday by an assembly panel at the urging of dentists and public health professionals, despite objections from environmentalists and utility officials. They don't tell you here that the majority of the EPA's and FDA scientists have gone public to Congress, thousands of them signing letters saying it gives you cancer, that it causes brain damage. They just act like urging from the dentist. You mean the American Dental Association, who's been forced to tell people under five not to brush with it? It says on the back it's poison. It actually causes dental fluorosis and dental problems. And it's not just sodium fluoride they're adding. It's toxic waste, hundreds of chemicals they call fluoride. But regardless, let's say it's the best things in sliced bread. The government's going to force Medicaid us, and counties and cities pass laws saying get it out. Before it was just lobbyists paying them to do it. And they say, oh, we're going to pass state law and make you do it. And then I saw an article, I've got it here in my stack out, where all over the country, Michigan was the first article I saw. They're coming in and saying, we've got to certify your well is safe. You've got to send in for testing every month to us. Why don't you just get on fluoridation? We're gonna tax you to use your own well water as well. Here's one out of Arkansas. State passes fluoridation law. Coalition created. And it goes on to say a statewide fluoridation measure and two other bills improving oral health in Arkansas were passed and signed into law. Pushed by the State Dental Association, who's paid off by the big chemical makers. And just type in fluoride bone cancer, fluoride brain damage, fluoride pineal gland, thyroid malfunction. You wonder why women all got their hair falling out? Why women almost, now it's upwards of summer, is half the women, on average over 30%, have thyroid problems? Just killing our women, especially. And they just get away with it. They just get away with all of it. They think it's funny. And now in California, they're saying we're going to inoculate your kids, but without authorization. Okay, I want to make some announcements before we go to break and come back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. And then Alan Watt, always informative, is going to be joining us to look at the overall system of the New World Order. I'm going to be speaking at two different events. The Lakeway Theater, the 19th of February. It's a Sunday in Dallas, Texas. It only holds about 900 people. It sold out 6 years ago when I was there. So get your tickets at Infowars.com/events. It links through the Lakeway Theaters where you get them. For $25, that includes all the event fees and taxes and garbage. We're really charging about $18 when it gets to the end of it. You know, to see Glenn Beck's $500. And I know I could get people to pay that, but I don't want to fly around on private jets. It's $20-$25. And again, we're also going to be in Florida on the 26th in Orlando, where we're number one on the radio on 810 a.m., the big 810 a.m. They're putting on, I'll do my radio show live there as the doors open at 5 o'clock, then at 7 Eastern. When the show's over, I'll get up and give an hour and a half speech called Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order that I'm working on. And I'm working on a mini documentary that complements that, about 30 minutes long, that'll premiere at both. Get tickets at InfoWarsTeam.com. And, of course, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex station, a great station, is KKGM 1630 Blowtorch that carries us live during the day. We're on there right now as well. They're sponsoring it as well. So it's an association with all those folks. Find out more at Infowars.com/. And today is the last day. Thank you, John, for reminding me. I told him to remind me yesterday. It's the last day for the early bird special that we've done in December and then in January. 44% off on a yearly membership. You pay for 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free. You get the nightly news, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the higher quality video and audio podcast commercial free, and so much more. 9 years in April, we've had PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have a 15-day free trial as well. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.